This Sunday, September 21st, is Independence Day in Armenia and Founders Day in Ghana. But for some in this country, September 21st means one thing. Do you remember when it first died, September? Love was changing. Yeah, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire, their classic September, which ruled radio from late 1978 into 1979, hitting number one on the R&B chart and the Billboard Top 10. But that was only the beginning. September has had an afterlife, Dan Charnas reports.
The 1997 movie Soul Food opens at a wedding reception. Well, let's give it up for the last sister, the Joseph family, to get married, burn, and live. Earth, Wind, and Fire's September is not only perfect for dancing at weddings, it's good for dancing elephants in the 2006 movie Night at the Museum. And it was good for two guys fooling the cops in the 2011 French film The Untouchables. It's made its way into TV shows, commercials, sporting events, and video games. HBO named a movie after the song. In 2008, it played at both the Republican and Democratic national conventions.
Much better dancing on the Democratic side, let me say.
That's Allie Willis, who wrote the lyrics to September. Back in 1978, Willis was a struggling songwriter in L.A., until the night she got a call from Maurice White, the leader of Earth, Wind, and Fire. White offered her the chance of a lifetime to co-write the band's next album.
As a white Jewish girl getting a break, you could not get better than Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Willis arrived at the studio the next day, hoping it wasn't some kind of cosmic joke.
And as I opened the door, they had just written the intro to September. And I just thought, dear God, let this be what they want me to write. Because it was obviously the happiest sounding song in the world.
The music was composed by Earth, Wind, and Fire's guitarist, Al McKay.
I cut a track at my house and I brought it to Maurice. I kind of figured it was cool because he gave me that grin. When if he likes something, he has a smile. He said, play it again, play it. So I played it again. And when we got around to that break, the first words he said was, do you remember?
Maurice White and Allie Willis wrote the song over the course of a month, conjuring images of clear skies and dancing under the stars. Willis likes songs that tell stories, so she feared the lyrics on September were starting to sound simplistic. One nonsense phrase really bugged her.
The kind of go-to phrase that Maurice used in every song he wrote was ba-di-ya. Right from the beginning, he was singing, you know, ba-di-ya, say do you remember, ba-di-ya, dancing in September. And I said, we are going to change body out to real words, right?
Wrong.
I remember at the final vocal session, pretty much being down on my knees next to him, begging, please change body out. And finally, when it was so obvious he was not going to do it, I just said, what the f*** does body out mean? And he essentially said, who the f*** cares? I learned my greatest lesson ever in songwriting from him, which is never let the lyric get in the way of the groove.
Allie Willis went on to write a number of hits, including the theme for the TV show Friends. But she says September is one song that sticks with her.
I used to always say it was the happiest song in the world until Pharrell Williams came out with the song Happy. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. He was on Oprah maybe 3 months ago, and Oprah asked him, when you want to get inspired to write, what are the songs that you always go back to? And he had his iPad there. And, you know, he goes, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, and then number one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We all. Do you remember?
It turns out that September is the song that put the happy in happy. But why? I asked my colleague Jeffrey Peretz, professor of music theory at New York University's Clive Davis Institute. He says that September's very structure is an endless cycle that keeps us dancing and wanting more.
There's four chords in the chorus that just keep moving forward and never seem to land anywhere, much like the four seasons that exist that this is alluding to.
Parrott says that the song links us to emotions that are more complex than just happy.
The 21st night of September it's the end of summer, it's the beginning of fall, it's that Indian summertime, it's the transition from warm to cool.
And its trigger is the song's opening line, "Do you remember?"
I can remember the smell of the cigarettes in the backseat of my parents' car while that song was on the radio.
September is a song that can bring all the generations together, perfect for family gatherings where we supply the memories and fill in the song's meaning. As for songwriter Allie Willis,
I do remember we went through all of the dates. Do you remember the first, the second, the third, the fourth? And the one that just felt the best was the 21st. And I constantly have people coming up to me. They get so excited to know what the significance was. And there is no significance beyond it just sang better than any of the other dates. So, sorry, you know.
Maybe Maurice White was right. It doesn't matter what it means. When we hear it, it's September 21st, and we're dancing again with our families to a song that never really ends. For NPR News, I'm Dan Charnas.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montagne is on sabbatical. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.